All right, ladies and gentlemen, you sweaty hog fuckers.
Sweaty hog.
Welcome to episode 11 of The Gravy Nail.
11. It's amazing that we've gotten to 11.
How many does Trav have? Like 50?
I think so.
He's so good at shit.
He's doing good. He likes that.
I tried to point it mostly at you, and I wanted like a real rigid side profile so they could see just how commanding the beak is. You know what I mean?
Yours?
For my side, but you're like a full front. Oh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there is no definition right now between your chin and the top of your shirt. It all looks like one greasy linking integer.
I like it.
I do too. Why you don't look? Now you're turtling. Don't turtle. Don't turtle on camera.
I can't turtle on camera. I'm turtling right now. You just can't see it. I should have used the bathroom before you started. Right.
So, what is today? April the 14th.
April 14th.
I took the liberty. I looked up a few things. We have some birthdays today. Some celebrity birthdays.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, just a couple. I jotted down a couple.
Okay.
I'll let you know. First one I saw was, she's actually dead. God rest her soul. Loretta Lynn. Beautiful country
Loretta
singer.
Loretta Lynn is dead?
Old country. Proper country singer.
She's
not
dead?
Pop country. Not hick hop. Yeah, 2022, bro. 1932 to 2022.
I do remember hearing about
that. Yeah, Loretta Lynn. Beautiful soul. Beautiful. I can't think of one fucking song she sings. fuck.
I think she sang, I'm Loretta Lynn, and I sing a country song.
Self-titled autobiographical album.
Yep.
In the third person. So the next one kind of pissed me off because this birthday is not near nor dear. I have a buddy, God rest his soul as well. His mother used to call me the pianist on account of how I looked similar to the dude.
From The Pianist.
So Adrian Brody's birthday today.
It's Adrian Brody's birthday.
1973.
Hey, if you haven't seen the movie The Pianist, go see it. It's a great movie. Well, don't go see it. You've never seen it?
I was so pissed off about being
it was moving.
The Pianist. What well, moved?
You sure she wasn't calling
it was a moving
you the
company?
Penis?
I don't know.
You sure?
She's an angel.
Oh, wow. No, it was moving. It was all about a pianist.
Never seen it?
It's in the title.
People are going to think we're just looking to the corner like somebody's not even there. This is like, why do they keep looking over there?
World War II story.
Okay, I got some other ones. Pete Rose. Born in 1941.
Oh, the
still
cheater.
Alive. Still
the
alive.
The cheater.
Yep. Pete Rose.
Oh, Peter, cheater, cheater.
Here's a fun one. Anthony Michael Hall. He would just coincide. We were talking about 80s movies yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Anthony Michael Hall. So many. Breakfast Club, I believe he was in that. It was his birthday.
Happy birthday, Anthony
the
Michael
very
Hall.
Seductively lanky and gooberish Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Oh, I like Sarah Michelle.
1977, which would put her at
46 years old.
Just about your age, right?
Hi, Sarah. Anytime you want to call, I'm here.
What was she known for? Her works in the Scooby-Doo live action?
Doobie Scoo, yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Sarah Michelle, Gellar. That's true. I'm going to start wearing an ascot, I think.
You kind of look like Fred Rogers.
No, I really don't look like Fred Rogers, but... maybe. I mean, maybe.
You got he had blue eyes and like dirty blonde hair.
I know. I'll wash it eventually. I'm sorry.
I mean, now it's just dirty.
Yeah,
but
I apologize about that. Yeah. You can't really pick it up on camera.
We're not really setting like the great precedents for like shower before the show, are we?
I'm just happy I wake up before the show, honestly.
Shout outs to Anderson Silva.
Oh.
Yep. Yeah. Trav will be pleased to know that. It's his birthday today.
Yep. Absolutely.
Knocking some fools out for a long time now.
Tough cookie.
He's a tactician, is what he is. A very sexual built tactician. I believe 9-inch chocolate. It's not weird.
Well, I guarantee he's not going to want to get in the ring with you after this.
This was like my one shot, dude. That was like the shout out.
He's like punching in the face.
Notice me.
You're in the ring. He's punching you in the face. And you're like, I'm a little disappointed. I thought this was going to go to the ground more. Can we like grapple? Lay on top of me.
Let's just disconnect. Let's gaze. Just gaze into my eye before you hit me. You
Let's
know?
Do some docking.
Oh, and then my favorite, 1974, today's birthday, Da Brat. You remember Da Brat?
The movie Da Brat?
No, the rapper.
Da Brat.
Yeah.
Do I look like a rap guy? You hear what I listen to? I listen to, I've got like teenage kids, so I listen to like poppy stuff.
I have teenage kids.
A little K-pop.
Still have my self-respect.
Super. Oh.
I grew up on Da Brat. You don't know Da Brat.
No. Can we play a little?
No. You right, ruined it.
Could you do a few bars for me?
It's the brat to tat tat. It's like that. That's all I remember she's saying. It's in every song of the brat to tat tat.
Oh, it's a lady?
It's a girl.
Oh. And she was born when?
74.
Man, they had rap back then. Well, I remember growing up.
She wasn't born into rap. It came later in her career.
Oh,
she was born at a very young age. And then had to learn how to get older.
I was born at a very young age. I barely knew how to walk before I was one.
Yeah, I think she was, I want to say, West Coast rap.
Holiday Inn. Why do I always say that every time you like do a direction? Is that like, that's a rap song, right?
No, because every time I say West Coast, you think East about Coast. The Holiday Express.
Oh.
Gas station.
Is that what I'm...
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm out of that. I don't get it. Did you see Coachella has started up again?
What is that?
It's a big music festival out in California. So like now we're at post-COVID numbers again for Coachella. And I got kind of excited because they're in the car and they're like, Coachella started back up again. That's a good news. That's good news for festivals this year because, you know, the COVID restrictions have been lifted and blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, and here's a list of all the people that are going to be performing today. I didn't know who a fucking person was. Not a single person.
I've never been to Coachella. I thought that was, I don't know. I get them all confused. So there's one in a desert where they just drive around and look like post-apocalyptic road warriors.
Burning Man.
In bikinis.
Yep, Burning Man.
Okay, so what's the premise? There's different stages out there, or like they just drive around on their dirt bikes until they find somebody playing music. And then they fucking rim them for some LSD and all just pass out in the dirt.
Yeah, I think that's just mostly drug stuff out there. I don't know.
I've never been. I never got invited.
Nobody ever invited me.
You have to get invited, I believe.
Do you really?
Invite only. Yep.
Man.
Dude, I'm not wearing one of them fucking outfits without invitation.
Without invitation?
Invitations.
Oh, cool. What the fuck is
like
invitation?
A glow-in-the-dark thong.
Are you going to shrink?
Yeah.
A little bit, so you can fit in the thong?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. You know, the thing is as I get older, my balls are getting big. Like, longer.
I heard you talking about that to some dude yesterday.
Yeah. Well, I'm just warning him.
And then a dude the day before that.
Well, I sat.
And then there was a fellow last week you were talking about your balls to.
They're very interesting. They're interesting. I sat on mine for the first time.
I did that in my office chair.
Yep. As we age, we're going to sit on our testicles periodically. So everyone just be aware if you're a male and aging.
No, if you identify as a male, you might sit on your balls.
That brings up an interesting conversation.
You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. So do you, I guess.
Like, yeah, like, I don't know, ghost groin pains. Like somebody kicks you in your ghost balls or in your identifiable spirit balls.
Spirit balls.
You know? I don't know how it works, okay?
I think a clitoris
is a little more penis. What?
Right? A clitoris is just a little penis.
On a hyena.
Oh, yeah, you were talking about that, how hyena penises.
You talk about balls, I talk about hyenas' clitorises.
Oh, yeah. A penis.
A mock penis.
Mock. Why would you have to mock it?
I don't know, but probably because it drips constantly.
Rawr.
No.
Send money.
I'm special.
That's ridiculous.
I need help with bills. Here's my PayPal. Oh, man.
Molly
Ringworm was from what?
Molly Ringworm. Is she still alive? I don't wonder when her birthday is.
I don't know.
Do we care?
I can't look it up. My phone's way over there.
Yeah, I noticed we were getting some messages. So.
Oh, shit.
Some peeps is on.
Do you got it on there?
I didn't look at the live stuff. Hi, people. My friends.
So, oh, what else did I have? Oh, yeah. The first dictionary today. Noah Webster. First dictionary. April 14th.
He came up with the first dictionary.
It was put into press. Like minted. Like slapped into pages, and you can open it with your face and read. So he's good at multitasking.
When Mr. Webster decided
Noah
Webster, when he decided he was going to write the dictionary.
Nope, I didn't even write Noah. I made that part up. It could be. I read something.
I think it was Merriam Webster.
That's his mom, dude.
No,
the chicken
I believe
and
it was
the egg. It's fucking Merriam. Everyone knows.
She sounds lovely.
Oh, yeah. And anyone named Merriam.
Yeah, you can't be
it's like
a shitty Merriam.
It's Myrtle's sister, Merriam.
Yeah, Myrtle and Merriam.
Gangbangers.
And then there's Steve.
Crochet thug queens.
Fuck Steve.
I knew a crochet thug queen.
No, you don't.
Yeah, she was Colombian, though.
Can we say that real fast three times? A Colombian?
Crochet thug queen from Colombia. Colombian crochet thug queen. Colombian crochet thug queen. Colombian crochet thug queen. That's a difficult one.
I'm not saying that. I still don't even believe they're...
She lives in Florida, I think.
Oh, yeah? What's her name?
Crochet thug queen. Yeah. I just called her boss.
Oh, that makes sense.
Like, that's all you can do. Like, you just call them boss. When you find out they can crochet, they're a thug queen, and they're, like, multifaceted... trilingual. I think trilingual. You just call him boss. Like, she speaks normal, and then white English, and then Spanish.
Spanglish.
Yeah.
I'm amazed at the amount of people you know, and just the fun nicknames that you have for all of
hey,
them.
Hey. They're real.
I know a guy named Chappie McChapstick. Well, had dry lips, and he lived in Colorado. We called him Colorado Chapstick Lips.
Actually, his lips were amazing because he always had chapstick. The best lips in town.
Well, why did he have to have chap lips? What comes first, the chapped lips or the chapsticks?
I don't know. Pritt stick. Until you discover it just doesn't work that way.
I don't know. What else you got there? Because I got a couple of things, too.
Just the Titanic, 1860, first Pony Express mail delivered.
You had, what?
Yeah.
Oh,
1860,
man.
First Pony Express. The first parcel was delivered on this day.
From the Pony Express. I love the fact that we lose our fucking minds if something doesn't show up, like, within a day or two
yeah,
of us
Yeah, but back in the
it.
Day,
right.
horse and man were risking life to deliver amongst,
Absolutely.
Like, you know, like rugged territories, bands of renegades. I don't think they're actually renegades. I think, you know, they're just chilling in their own quadrant. But
right. But mail being the way mail is, right? You would get a letter and you're like, open it up. Hey, Jezebel, we got some mail. And you open it up and she's like, what is it? And it'd be like, we got evicted 17 years ago. Right. Because that's the way mail works back then. Right, and what if the guy dies and he's carrying your package?
Oh. Lucky me.
Woo!
Woo!
The guy just stuck around. He's dead, but he's still carrying my package.
Still carrying my package.
Ay.
Yeah, the fucking mail, dude. And
that's craziness.
And we get pissed. I'm like, where is it? Now we got all this, mm-hmm. you know, like today. That thing that the camera's sitting on right now. Just ordered that last week because I snapped it. And I'm like, oh, is it going to be here in time? Fucking made it right on time. But I was pissing. I was upset.
Right. You know? And like if this was old, you know.
And it came all the way from China.
Cowboy Day. You know, the day
yeah,
of
that's
the cowboy.
That's Cowboy Day. Yeah, Bronze what? Age, Stone Age, Cowboy Day.
How would you even get anything from China back in the day? Like, you can't ride a horse through the ocean?
No, hot air balloon.
Yeah, maybe.
No.
Ship.
Boat.
Ships ahoy.
Like
Which
the Titanic.
All the way around to Titanic.
Again. The poor Titanic. I didn't realize it was 1914.
Yeah. It's a long time ago.
1912.
I kind of wish Leo...
That's a long time.
I kind of wish Leo DiCaprio would have actually been on that boat. Sorry. I'm not a big fan.
Let me see your phone. Leonardo DiCaprio. I think he's talented. I think he's lovely. The Wolf of Wall Street was fun. I didn't really care for the Titanic because it was fucking 3 hours and two VHS tapes.
That's true. I think I fell asleep twice in that movie.
Yeah, like just changing tapes alone sucked.
Yeah. Weird though, how like at the very end he's on the on the door, right? Or was it a door? What kind of shit were they like sitting on when they're floating at the end and about to freeze to death?
It was not a door, a chunk of a Hope chest.
Whatever. That bitch had room.
She did.
She had plenty of fucking room.
But if she left the old ass up, then it would have tipped over.
Don't care. Don't care. You go down with your lover. You do. We're on them. Whatever they appreciate more. Doesn't matter. The point is that if your lady is on a box in the middle of the ocean and she won't let you get on that box as well to try and survive, you just push her off. Push the box away. You both go down with the ship.
Because hypothermia is a playground for rational thinking.
You're right.
And kindness and compassion. I think in that instance, you're like, fuck to you. These titties is cold. Get off the box.
Yeah,
she probably thinking like the same thing as you. Fuck you, Leo. I'll find another one.
Did you ever hear the story about that guy that like froze his hands so bad that like he was out in the ocean? I'll have to look this story up. But he ended up, he planned it. He knew he wasn't going to be able to use his hands, so he froze his hands to the oar he was using. Like, let his hands actually freeze to the oar so that he could continue to row, because he knew he wouldn't be able to use his hands after all.
That's dedication.
Well, I mean, you got to survive, right?
Yeah. That,
like, okay, so you're in a boat. There's, you know, three people, okay? Let's say
allegedly in a boat. There's no fucking proof.
I'm on a boat.
Nope.
Anyway, there's three people, right? And I don't care who they are. You pick your favorite three people. You're out in the middle of the ocean. Who do you eat? Like, how do you make that decision? Who to eat?
Well, and I want to know, like, how do you know you're in the middle of the ocean?
That's GPS, fool. I'm using my GPS. I know I probably should call someone.
So the one you eat first is the one you like the least, or the one that drinks the most water.
Seawater.
The neediest one.
Yeah, well, like
whoever is the most annoying or needy, you eat them first.
Okay. I'm down with that.
You keep the smartest ones alive the longest. I suppose maybe they're annoying but super smart, so you will keep them alive just in case there's a chance they might figure it the fuck out.
Right. Okay. Right.
So, otherwise, you know, just hit the beef. Go for girth first. Who's ever the biggest before they lose body mass. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cut them up into bits.
Yeah. You never hear.
Get
a farmer.
Some of that salty water in the boat. And then put the meat
there.
Cure them a little bit. Yeah. But don't drape the meat over because you're going to attract some unwanted friends.
No.
Put it in the boat.
But then you catch that and you avoid eating the second person.
Yeah, what you going to catch it with, though? Your bare hands?
I would.
Your GPS?
I would sharpen a bone into a hook. A gaff.
Like a rib bone into a shank.
Something like that. I don't know.
With a barb on it.
Yes. Get a little, you know, just... Right into a shark brain.
Because dehydration is a playground for cognitive and rational thought.
I don't know where you're getting this playground for cognitive and rational thought. If that be the standard anywhere
we would never survive as humans. Because I've been to Walmart, and that's not a playground for cognitive nor rational thought.
Well, this the world in general nowadays, there's a lady suing a person that identifies as identifies as a woman who is now suing an airport because she got hit in the nuts by TSA.
See, Phantom, she had Spirit balls. Was she flying Spirit Airlines?
Spirit
balls.
I don't know.
Spirit balls. She's got them.
I don't.
Some girls are just feeling that big dick energy.
I'm just.
You know what I mean? They're just out there slinging dick.
And I'm trying really hard not to be offensive to everybody.
I just call them up. pronouns.
Yeah, that's isn't that. Hey, what's up, my pronouns?
What's up? What's popping, my pronouns? What's I mean, it's urban. Pronouns? It's contemporary. You're relatable. You're connecting. You're doing eye contact. You're not looking them in the spirit balls. You're looking them in the eyes.
I will look right at that.
Are
package.
You checking for a I'm ghost package?
I gotta figure it out. I don't know.
It's not all about the junk. It's not about the bass or the treble or the atom or the apple. It's about how pretty you feel, Eric. And I want you to feel pretty.
I feel pretty.
Good.
Oh, so pretty. Where's I the rest? Feel pretty. Unwitty, unwitty. I don't know
the last one.
Anyway, well.
Crown.
I'm not. The only thing that offends me with everything is how offended everyone gets when they don't have a horse in the race even. You know what I mean? Like, you can't do that. Well, I can do that, but...
I did that.
But now you can't expect anyone to do it with you or, you know, it's just, I don't know. There's so many...
My worry is that we're going to spend so much time trying to be unique. We're really going to lose ourselves and then we're flooding the uniqueness out of us because really what makes us glorious and beautiful and unique individuals is the kindness that we bestow onto others. It's how we treat other humans with compassion. It's not how they perceive us. You know, it's all about self-love. Like, if you feel pretty, you're fucking pretty. You know what I mean? But to me, you're ugly as shit. But that don't matter. You know
is
what
this,
I mean?
Is this where the star flies in? And it's just like, the more you know. Yeah. Wow. I'm all about self-love.
You know what I mean? In the shower, outside,
rinse and repeat.
In the corner where no one's looking,
out of the corner where everyone's looking,
in the dirt heap in the backyard.
I just rub it around in the dirt a little bit.
Yeah, but I mean, there's too much. Like, we're so sensitive, so sensitive.
It is true.
And it's ridiculous. Like, somebody comes up and they're like, hey, you're a piece of shit. It's like, well, okay, cool.
Yeah, we know.
We know. Like,
we know.
News is, you know, like, what are you doing? Move on. We got other shit to do.
No, I know that. Like, I made some memes at work the other night, and I actually kind of felt bad about it. Is he doing something cool?
No.
Like, everyone's just staring at
him. He's testing my patience.
Oh.
He's like, oh, they're all occupied and recording. I'm going to come in and get hair. Get hair and show you my pink lipstick.
Oh, is he doing that?
I tried.
You let him?
No.
Did you give him a stuffed animal or something?
Fuck, sprayed him in the dick with cold water. You ever do that?
No, but that sounds horrible.
You never shake a boner down with a super soaker? You're just like, damn, I'm not ready for this. Master blast your own pecker just to cool.
No! I have flicked it, though.
You are highly inefficient, my man. What do you do?
Who carries a fucking super soaker that size around? Like, oh, shit, a boner's
coming.
Bro,
I got to carry shit. We have kids. There's guns everywhere.
Yeah, I spend most of my young adulthood trying to hide boners, not draw attention to it by pointing a giant fluorescent water gun at it.
Yeah, you know, it goes with the territory, man. Your childhood was different than mine.
Yeah, apparently so. Oh, what do we got here? Hello, Amber. Cecil P. Who's Cecil P?
It's not Cecil. It's Cecile.
No, that... Oh, is she the French one?
She's, yeah.
Hello, wee.
Yeah, wow. Wow.
Is that? Oh, I don't know anymore.
Really low brow, right?
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not good at it. Really not good at it. It is the, is it a love language or a romantic language?
French?
The French.
It's, I believe it's labeled one of the romance languages. I'm not sure what they all are, but Yiddish is definitely my favorite of them.
Could you perform a little for us, please? And that is how you get on a watch list at an airport, ladies and gentlemen. You're in trouble now. I don't know what the fuck you just said.
I don't know. Yeah, I just made
Cecile, I love your salad dressings. They're great. The French is good stuff.
Wow.
What?
What else are you going to do?
I don't know. I'm American. I can wreck everything right now.
That's true. You are pretty good at it. We are good. Yeah, we are good.
We mispronounce everything. We do everything a little bit wrong, a little bit weird. Oh, she says love you guys too. Slowly but pearly. What is that one? Hi, slowly but pearly.
Slowly but pearly? I don't know. Welcome.
Just welcome to the show.
Just say hi.
Yeah. Hi,
slowly
but pearly.
Be grateful they're not here because you probably try to hug him, put a finger in the butt.
Yep.
Wook still talks about that, by the way.
Yeah, Wook just sent send nudes.
Again?
Yeah.
Didn't you give him a full frontal?
Oh, it's your little sister, Maddie.
I got a lot of them.
You really?
Yeah.
Little sister like a small nun?
I mean, I really only have one little sister. And then I have three little sisters.
Well.
And then I have two little sisters and then one older sister.
Slowly but Pearly is here watching you, supporting you.
Oh, she's in Washington.
Yeah, well, she's supporting you right now. Good. So,
I want she's my actual sister.
Why you got to do that? Why you got to do that? All your sisters love
you. Oh, I'm just making sure we're not on like some like soul sister kick, you know, where like, hey, my sister, while I'm feeling like girl power. And I'm like, that's my, she's my sister. Somehow. You know, I don't know how the fuck it is, but.
Somehow. You just threw out some Michael Jackson. Somehow.
There's no throwing it out. You gotta love him. Michael Jackson fits everywhere. Literally.
He does now.
He does now. I have a bottle of him.
You know, I just built myself this this little circus, this little thing over here, so that little boys can come play with me and then stay in my bed at night.
Why are you picking on him?
I'm allowed. He is dead. The yes.
Michael Jackson, Hitler, Loretta Lynn. All why the did dead greats. The, he's picking on them.
The dead all greats. The greats.
Just bringing up, you know, old and shit.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is part two of how you get on a watch list. Maddie, you're never going to be able to fly anywhere again.
No, it's all right, dude.
You sure?
Yeah, I'll just hijack a bus.
And that's the third way you get onto a watch list is by saying that
watch
word.
Watch me, motherfucker, you fucks. Because I do hey, cool
what was,
tricks.
What was the movie that had that lady and the bus couldn't go under a certain mile an hour?
The movie was called Sandra Bullock, and her name was Speed.
She was kind of pretty. Speed was.
The bus?
Huh?
The bus. What are we talking about?
I don't know. I don't know. Did you ever ride the bus when you were a kid? Like yeah. When that was like the
yeah.
Transport?
Yeah.
Where was the worst place to sit?
Above the wheel, I guess in the back, above the wheel well. It had the best heater, but it took all the hits. Like when you hit a bump, you were in there.
Yeah. Yep. No, that was a kidney heater, buster. I always thought the right back by the bathroom.
Oh, you're talking about like a proper Greyhound.
Greyhound bus, yeah.
No, that was the best place to sit because the seat was, you had a three-seater and you could stretch out. Yeah, you're by the bathroom, but whatever, dude, the entire thing stinks like a bathroom.
Well, it wasn't the smell, it was the awkward looks you got from people when you were like...
When they catch you beating off when they come out of the bathroom?
Were you riding the same bus as me?
Well, it gave you an awkward look.
It was on the same bus, I didn't know that. Son of a gun.
Yeah, no, I think the Greyhound was, it's one of those things that you have to do at some point in your life. I had rode it back and forth from Minnesota to Colorado. When I first moved up here, actually, I rode it back and forth quite a bit, and it was always interesting. The bus stops, just delightful, colorful, party-packed. Oh,
I love it. I'd have
Kansas
people walk
City,
up to me.
Shout out to Kansas City, fucking bus stop, you peckerhead, Muppet, yep. Cock milk bastards. When cock I'm milk. Fucking, I'm coming back.
I remember getting off at like bus stops. Minneapolis was always a good one. And you'd always have somebody come up and be like, hey man, can I bum a smoke? You'd be like, I'm 10.
And they'd be like, yeah, so.
I don't have smokes.
So.
So,
point. Yeah. You look like you got cigarettes. Where's your dad?
Can I borrow $20 so I can get us some smokes? That was always all right.
I always like when they try to, you get the guy outside the van, man, I just got kicked out of the bus stop. I'm like, why? I'm trying to sell these drugs, man. So, like, oh, you want to buy some drugs? No, I'm good. Can you go in there and see if anybody wants to buy some drugs?
Yeah, I've just become an accessory.
Let me do your job for you. Not get any of the benefits and then get my ass kicked out of the bus stop for the bus
you
I got to
give
on.
That guy credit. He's management material
he
for
is,
delegation.
He is. He's trying to get it. I was he's a little delegating. Ass kid too. You want to go in there? See if anybody needs any drugs for me?
Please go in there and sell these drugs for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, let me do that. Let me do it.
I love it. Oh my God. So we were talking a little bit about movies yesterday. And
I'm talking a lot on movies yesterday.
Oh man, it's some great stuff. So like 1980s movies specifically, shit that we grew up with.
Well, I think like to set it up, you need to understand that we're dreadfully pissed off at the lack of new material coming out in the movie scene, where we're just seeing remake after remake, stretches, you know, how many Friday the 13th, how many, you know, like just going on.
Come up with your own shit, people. It's just getting ridiculous.
I get it. I get it. You know, it's hard. I'm not that creative. We're doing a podcast. How many other people do podcasts?
Millions.
You know what I mean?
Millions, but not
as good. Who does them with nipples like that? Get them out. See what I'm saying?
You want third one, too.
You see how dark that was?
Third one, too.
See that fucker?
See that?
Right through the shirt. Maybe we'll have to get in HD. Send us money for a better camera.
We need a better camera. We'll get some
send
shots.
Send us money. We'll get in HD.
We'll get some nipple shots. So anyway, going back to that.
Yeah, 1980s.
All these movies are popping back up again, though. And it's like now you got... You got CGI, you got all this stuff that's happening.
Which I love. Props to right. Like the people that are create, they're doing great.
But come on. Now I think it was almost creepier when it was puppeteering involved, like the movie Critters. Do you remember
Critters? Yeah, dude, I had like toilet problems because I thought that thing was going to pop out and eat what little ass I had
or
left.
Or soup the little spikes into your butthole.
Oh,
yeah, there was some scary stuff. I mean, those movies back in the day, Jim Carrey.
Yeah, like Puppet Master with the little fucking drill head guy and shit.
Yeah,
you know what
man,
I mean?
Like,
those
scary
were weird.
Shit. The Labyrinth. That was scary.
Yeah.
Like the big old toothy... Giant dude.
Well, even like the stuff that was made for children was rigid back then. Dark Crystal, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That fucking movie had a temperature, and it was cold as shit. It was badass, you know? I loved it.
Yeah.
But it,
and now,
it was sketchy.
If you'd like, you can watch the miniseries, The Dark Crystal.
Which is actually pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah, because it's not CGI.
Okay, good. It's still puppeting.
They're doing the puppetry.
Good, good. Puppeting, puppeteering. Puppetry.
They popping off over there.
They're popping off?
They're popping off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's the puppeteer walking around with two hands up the back end of a Gelfling.
I miss Thursday.
I do too. But anyway, so like there's these movies that are coming up. So let's take a moment. Let's try and recognize. And anyone out there that's listening right now, send us any movies that you can think of that were better when they first came out than when they were re-released as a newer movie. So, and you guys...
So you're not talking like remake, or I mean like sequel. You're talking full-on remake.
Yeah.
Like not spin-off like the Alien versus Predator.
Nope. Nope.
The Jason X where they send him to space and he's got a space dock.
I'll give you an example.
I think that was the movie.
Fantastic movie. Fantastic movie. I loved it when I was younger. Total Recall. And then they came out with the new version of Total Recall, and I hated it.
How many people saw it?
Total Recall?
The new one.
Oh, I don't know.
That I know. I'm aware of it. I didn't see it. It's got that Irish bloke in it. What the hell's that kid's name?
Tom Selleck.
Mm. Sexual beast. That caterpillar. I mean mustache. Colin Farrell.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's in that.
That was him.
In Total Recall. Good actor.
Yeah, yeah. I mean I like him. There's
I loved him
wrong
in the Brony
him,
show.
My goodness. You know what? Come up with your own shit.
Right.
Come up with your own shit. Stop.
Total
it.
Recall. I guess I was never interested in seeing it.
Yeah. Okay, well you've got to have an example. A movie that you've seen that recently that they did back in the day.
I don't know. My favorites were like the black and whites though. Like 13 Ghosts when they remade that one. Good. Better in black and white. Yeah, but that wasn't necessarily from the 80s. You know what I mean?
Psycho.
Ghostbusters.
When they remade that into American Psycho?
Yeah. I don't know. I was proud of that though. It made me proud to be an American.
I don't think they did that.
As weird as that guy was.
I don't think they did that. Crown of Life Recovery. Organization Gone in 60 Seconds chase scene.
What the hell did he say? Crown of Life Recovery?
Yeah.
That's a movie?
No. I think that's a person.
Oh. Well, that's good. I like that. I like the sound of Recovery.
The Breakfast Club.
Yeah. Wait, they redid that?
Did they redo that one?
I don't know, but Cecile, it's a banging film. It's a good shot.
Are they releasing shit in France that they're not releasing here? I want to know.
You should see the French fucking Netflix. It's a whole different lineup.
It's French licks. No?
Can you... It's fucking... You should be our foreign diplomat is what you should do.
I should.
Countries will love us even more.
Hey, how you doing? Slightly smarter than Joe Biden.
Hey, nice dress, you fuck twat. Oh, my bad.
That's a kimono?
Standard gear. My bad.
Didn't know. All right.
You do me a favor and put him out.
Little Lissa? Little Lissa? Said the birds.
The birds. Yeah. That's C? That's better then. Darker.
New print.
Little. Yellow.
The Goonies. Are they remaking The Goonies?
Oh, no.
I think
you didn't give them enough time.
Yeah, I think
you didn't give
them enough
time.
They're just listing the 80s movies.
Yeah, which is fine.
I get it, yeah.
I mean, the remakes, though, I think it's just... It's not so bad because the new technology aids. What pisses me off more is the continuating franchises when they've done 7, 8, 9 and they just keep digging it up. Sometimes you just got to let a good thing die and call it quits. Michael Myers, Ghostbusters.
Yep.
I know that some people really like the new ones and they're so funny and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
There's no beating the original comedic fucking stylings and that fucking primordial soup that they created on that one.
Bill Murray.
Just the best.
Dan Aykroyd.
Igor, I don't know. I'm sorry that I didn't know your name as an actor, but that's how good you were. Your character was so good, I didn't have to know.
I believe Ricky Licorice was in that film. Ricky Licorice,
yeah, he was.
God bless.
I am the gatekeeper. Yeah, you the keymaster.
Zool. He's out.
It was like, I'm the gatekeeper. Yes.
That's a good look. Yeah, it was just fun. I liked it. So much, though, the Aliens movies. Prey was pretty good.
Prey was good. The
Predator, Alien, The Requiem. It's too much.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Yeah. What about, you know, because pornography. You think about that. All that is a re-release of every movie you've ever seen. Because they just do the same thing all the time, right?
What do you mean?
Come up with something new. Jump out of an airplane while doing it or something. I don't know.
How do you know they have it?
Every time somebody shows up.
Is there skydive fucking?
I'm going to be your plumber today. We should invent that.
Send us money. You can't touch it. Send him money.
Send us money.
He can get the patent so you can't have that.
I'm going to open the very first... skydiving sex school. So, guys, if you have a pre-ejaculation problem, don't worry. You don't have long. You got to pull that off. Hey, maybe that's how it works. What if the parachute was set to go off
boner killer
only at ejaculation?
Dude, if you pull the ripcords at an unsequenced time and your boner just... and you go this way with your parachute...
Well, what if it
your dick's like probably once you snap get off, bro?
Well, you got to figure like you're like super hard. The parachute opens. Does it sound like a doorstop? Does it be like?
I don't know. And the amount of like space that I'm entertaining that in my head right now is nerve wracking. It's like, oh, what happened? I seen this video of an eagle snatching off a pigeon's head, and I imagine it's something like that. In my up here, at least. That's fun.
Thanks a lot, man.
Skydive.
Now I'm terrified of skydiving, too.
Yeah, I don't want to. No.
So, you know, the harnesses, when they go between your legs and stuff that are attached to the parachute, I always thought that's got to be, like, the most amazing super wedgie you get, like, when you pull that.
They're really actually comfortable, because I had one of them riggings on when we did that, like, a ropes course in the Wisconsin Dells. They put you in the same setup, like a full-on harness. Yeah.
A man diaper.
No, because you don't shit nor piss in it.
I tell you what, if my chute doesn't open, that rule goes out the window. Yeah, I will shit and piss in it.
I don't want a diaper.
Imagine flying.
I think, like, in that instance, I'd probably skydive with no pants, so I didn't have any residual hangouts. I'd just kind of tilt my ass up and then just watch me fucking pellet the sky.
You'd be freaking out. And I always think, like, if I were to jump out of a plane, usually it would be a tandem situation, right, when you go first?
Yeah.
Like, your first few times? I'd feel so bad for the dude strapped to the back of me if that chute didn't open.
Why is there a dude strapped to the back of you? Oh, wait, first time skydiving. Sorry. Fucking hell. I thought he would be strapped to the front of you.
I'm also... No. No, first time. Not the 500th time.
So why do you have to catch the first time?
I can pitch.
You just said he was strapped to the back.
Okay, so let's say that you're strapped to the back of your instructor. He's strapped to the front of you. Where's parachute?
On the back of you.
In between you. Not going to work, right? You'd pull a ripcord, it just kind of billows up, catches you right in the chin.
Why doesn't he have one that goes out the back?
Then you'd be upside down. I don't know. I don't know if I have to explain physics to you.
Yes. Somebody has to. If you're not going to, nobody else will.
That's true.
They all gave up on me. All
right, hold on. We're going to take a couple more here. 30 nights of paranormal activity with the devil inside the girl and the dragon tattoo. Is that one movie? Because I want to watch.
Can we get a full stop in there somewhere? Is there a full stop?
No, I want to watch that whole movie.
Please tell me that whoever wrote that wasn't some username punctuation mark. You know what I mean?
30 nights of paranormal activity with the devil inside the girl with the dragon tattoo.
I remember 30 days of night or something.
Oh, man. I'd really want to see that movie made.
That would be amazing.
Cecile, yes. Yes. Nice work. What do you keep in the box? What's in the box?
Who's asking?
Brad Pitt.
In that box? Are you asking about this box?
Oh, I don't know. That box?
We can't open that box on YouTube.
You ever seen Indiana Jones and the Ark? Hellraiser. What isn't in the box? What isn't in the box? There we go. We could probably cover that.
Look, there's not a human heart in the box.
Lilissa, that's not in the box. This is not in the box.
It's not in the box.
That is not in the box.
Why is there garbage in the shot, though?
I'm right here. You don't have to be so mean.
I didn't say trash heap. I said garbage. Oh.
Dick. We got a whole lot of love in this room. I love it. I just love it. And, hey, guys, thanks for tuning in. This is great. I love that look at this. We got so many comments and people talking.
They like you, Eric. You're fun.
That's a Dahmer's artifact inside the box.
Yeah, well, actually. It's not far off. Who said that?
I'm not telling you.
Well, they're pretty close. Whoever said that, you're in the money.
Dahmer's artifact in the box.
You're pretty close. It's not entirely human, though, if that lends to anything. The human chunk is over there. We keep that in case we have to make offerings to the ghosts when we get out with the Gooligans.
That's a fancy dick in the box.
There's no dick in there.
Not now.
Nope. Ew, did you check it out?
What? Oh, I'm just saying.
Did you eat it?
I thought it was jerky. It was definitely jerked.
His name was Jeremy, thank you. Jeremy was his
Jeremy.
Name.
Oh, Jeremy. I thought it said jerky.
Not jerky. Jeremy.
Jeremy, wherever you are.
His name shrunk and it looked a little weird.
Oh, that's awful. And awesome. Oh, shit. I think I just reported myself.
Did you?
I
almost forgot. I was like, did I even start recording back there?
Can you talk in a Londonian accent for 2 minutes?
Who said that? Because fuck them.
Who do you think it is?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I have some people from fucking...
Pippity pippin' a cheerio.
Wow. So here, while we're working on our international ties here, you know, so that they don't hate Americans any further, here's our best
All right. So,
British accent here.
We're talking with, I don't really know how a Londoner would talk, but here's how it goes.
I don't know. Poolies say everything like, well, I don't think they call them poolies, but Northerners. Like,
that sounds
from
worse.
Liverpool.
All right.
They say everything with a question mark at the end.
So do it.
Like,
like a California Valley girl.
We're going down to the beach. We're going to have a good time. Paul McCartney from the Beatles. We were rock and roll band.
Last week, I found
me fucking foreskins. Yeah, it was wild. Wow. First time I ever seen me foreskin in the dark, and it had staring back at me. Everything's a question. Awesome.
I love it. Last week I wrote a song.
And then they got, you know, Cockney Bastards, where he's rhyming.
You just
slang.
Can't even really understand.
Yeah, it's, you know.
Took the right shit.
Fuck him right, mate. Throwing a party for Benvenuti. Well, it's your fucking birthday, oh, yeah.
Aye?
That's all. It's just, right. Yeah, fuck yeah.
All right, and then
fuck you
your proper British.
I don't do that one. The Queen's English?
Queen's English.
No, because I respect the Queen.
She dead, man.
Yeah, I know.
Long live the Queen.
I thought she was going to live forever. Lovely lady.
Wants to live forever. That's a 1980s movie.
Banging. Yes. Highlander.
I was going to let
Queen
them
did the album. What?
I was going to let them guess.
Flash Gordon.
I will only one more time, and then because last time I got a restraining order.
Do it.
Are you Gordon? Showed him everything. I didn't know it was
a Gordon, movie. Check this.
Flash! Ah! Savior of the universe!
That was a good one.
Look, in the Birdman.
Who is that dude? That dude with the voice. Oh, that dark fucker. Oh, that fucking dark fucker.
Well, there we go. 9-inch chocolate.
No, well, not black. He was
just
dark.
But that's what it sounded like. I'm just saying. Oh.
He was just dark.
Dark like...
I'm trying to think. It'll come to me. I'll think of his name.
Mm. Right. Well, they're still waiting for your Londoner accent.
They were asking you. You're the one working on these cultural ties.
Oh, am I? Okay. I'm going to need you guys to respond now for the next 30 minutes with an Australian accent. Go.
That's the worst one to do.
Oh, I love the Australian accent. I don't know how they're going to do it through text, but you better pull that shit off and send money.
Send nudes.
Don't send nudes.
Don't
seriously.
Send nudes. Don't. The internet is the fucking trough of nudity right now. It's bad.
It's scary that, like, I got to be careful what I type into the search engine at work. You know, because there are so many weird ass things that can pop up.
Yeah, dude.
When you're just
9-inch chocolate cake pan.
Yeah.
Bulkhead.
It was a really veiny cake pan.
Bulkhead.
Yep.
Bulkhead. I typed that in because I was looking for a connection for the wood-fired hot tub that I'm building.
Zipper squirrel. Don't look that up. Don't ask why I did.
Oh, Pokemon fans, you will get two different directions to travel if you type in Squirtle. I'm just saying.
Is that a real thing?
Squirtle?
Or did you just make that word up?
No, it's I will argue it's made up, but there are some Pokemon people out there
like
that are
if
very
it,
upset.
You think
if I
like
said
a
that.
Squirt is a smaller portion of like a blast or a splash anyway. So a Squirtle is like even lesser squirt, like a mist. Wouldn't that be a mist?
No, really?
It's a lesser squirt. What's less than a squirt?
A drizzle.
A spritz.
A drizzle.
So
you
that,
can't,
so
if
you got
a mist. That's disgusting. I'm just saying. It'd be like, and like a mist comes. That I never want to witness that. I never want to witness that.
Well, look away.
So wrong.
I don't know. Like a Squirtle.
Squirtle.
Like a lesser squirt.
Very first time I heard that word said, I imagined you got bathtub toys, you know, the little... Little ones that you suck the water in and then you spray shit through the mouth.
What is he doing?
So
right
I
now?
Thought, Squirtle.
Like tub toy?
Squirtle.
I don't know what's... Help.
I love that we get visuals. Send money.
Send money.
And nudes.
We need a bigger kennel for Eric.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
He's been getting awfully close to the public.
It puts the lotion on its skin. Or else it gets the hose again. Oh, I love it. All right. Matt used to make goat noises when we were little to make me laugh. Do it.
I can't anymore because I know what she's talking about, and it was my voice used to like crack, but I can't do it now. I know what she's talking about. I was really good at it, but it was I can't.
Try it. Just try it.
I'm not going to lose my voice over it. I'm on a fine line between like having this Sahara Marinara right now to like going. Like we're always on a. You hear me coughing all the time?
That was awful. That what you just did is not a goat. But I'm sorry.
It was a lesbian manatee. Thank you.
Oh, come on, Matt. Squirtle is a Pokemon.
Mm. That's where I've heard it before. Pokemon. That's what you were talking about?
Well, yeah. They really want you to do the goat.
That's too bad.
Hey, let's do the goat from the movie Waiting. Wasn't that a good 90s? You remember?
Is there what?
The goat from the movie Waiting.
Oh, no. The visual. Yeah, no.
I'm going to do the wristwatch on camera.
Okay. We're going to go. We're going to go take a walk. And then come back to getting banned from YouTube and a fine.
No, it would be fine. It would be fine. Actually, I'm glad we brought this up. We need to talk about this a little bit. We need to get more fans so that we can start making like money off this thing.
Why?
We need subscribers.
What are they going to subscribe to?
Look, I don't...
We don't do anything.
I don't even care if we have viewers.
You're sitting on a couch and your hair's not even fucking combed.
It is too combed. My fingers. I combed my fingers this morning.
Yo, a bratwurst pushover doesn't count.
It's a bratwurst comb over, Dick. Not a pushover.
You gotta go through the hair to comb. It just smushes it.
Is it okay that he's being so mean to me, Internet?
Yeah, you don't sit next to him at work, so...
They say it's awful. Quit picking on him.
No, that's not what I... No.
Oh, yeah, you can see it too, guys. All right. Well, War Turtle Fist? Oh, Cloud Slayer. War Turtle First. War Turtle.
War Turtle. That's the original.
It's hatted. Hated? What? War Turtle? That was the original?
Are you literate?
No.
Are you struggling over there? Barely. Or is it them? Is it them or is it you?
I
be honest, because I'm ready to be compassionate if I have to.
He's not ranting, you're safe.
Oh, okay.
What someone commented.
Yeah.
I never feel safe, is all I'm saying.
It's true. They know.
Yeah, hold on. Squirtle, War Turtle.
Blast Tortoise? Toys?
Blast.
It's Tortoise, yeah. Blast Toys. Yeah. War Turtle First. Oh, Gatorade. Ew.
Oh. All right. More 1980s.
Sometimes
movies.
Memory Lane is fun.
Okay, give me your favorite 1980s karate.
Karate movie?
Karate Kid.
Also, are you going to bring up that fucking Jim Cotta shit?
I already brought it up.
That movie's a twat.
It was not a twat. It was very believable that the CIA would show up at the Olympics and grab a Olympic gold medal gymnast and say, Hey,
we need you to develop a one-off martial arts and we're going to implement it now.
We need gymnastics and karate. Go. Now we're going to put you in a
favorite 80s martial arts movie. Anything. Did anything Van Damme come out in the 80s? Did we establish? Because it'd probably be Bloodsport or.
I am Jean-Claude Van Damme.
What's that one where he's a twin? Is it Double Impact? Where he's his twin?
Yeah.
He's like. He's fantasizing his twin brother sleeping with his girl and he gets jealous of himself and he says something about his girlfriend's underwears to himself.
Why
and he
are
gets
you wearing
pissed off.
My girlfriend's
He wants to punch
underwears.
His own mouth off. is it double twin impact? Something like that. That
Twin Peaks.
No, that was garbage.
Sorry, someone needs a lesson here. It says, give me an American English lesson, please. What's the difference between turtle and tortoise?
Tortoise is a land shelled creature, and a turtle is an aquatic amphibian.
Yeah, let me tell you that I learned that the hard way.
Tortoises don't go in the water. They can't swim.
Yeah, so I did not realize that my daughter had a pet tortoise as a kid, and I thought that it needed an aquarium with something to stand on. Ultimately, it ended up in a dead tortoise. Sorry.
Because you put too much water in there?
I put it in water.
Yeah, see.
Yeah, they don't
I believe,
swim.
No, I mean, I'm not fucking David goddamn Attenborough, but I think tortoises don't swim.
I'm pretty sure. Well, I can tell you.
Turtles
firsthand.
Do.
And I'm sorry, PETA, or whoever's watching. I did not mean to kill the tortoise.
Yo,
this is what
I'm
happens
just,
when
I didn't
you don't
mean
know
to,
about...
like, take David Attenborough's name in vain. Sorry, dude.
Is he dead?
I don't know, but he's awesome, so my bad.
Well, anyways, so the difference between a turtle and a tortoise is one floats and one doesn't.
Yes.
Is that what you're telling me?
No, I don't know if either of them really float, but one's cool with water, one's like, meh, rather not.
Meh. You know? No, the
like
one that's like,
water,
meh,
but meh.
Is, I'm going to die if you put me in water. That's what happens. I'm telling you firsthand. I don't know a whole lot about pets.
Are you going to cry? He's going to cry.
I didn't know that gerbils and snakes can't
share an
aquarium.
Don't make eye contact. He's going to cry. If you don't acknowledge the tears, they never happen. You know what I mean? Just don't look at him until he's done.
Are we all looking away?
Yeah. Don't look at yourself, Eric. Don't look at the camera.
I'm looking away.
Are you still crying? Down your back?
Oh, just stop. I'm almost there.
Okay,
okay, we're back.
We're back. Yeah, Eric.
All right.
Good to see you.
Someone said they can imagine us doing a wildlife show.
Because of my vast knowledge in the wilderness?
Sure.
Or because all the hair you have on your back, but not the front.
I have no back hair.
Either?
None. I am a hairless animal. Well, not completely hairless. It's, you know, I'm getting some nose hairs. Some ear hairs as we get older.
I think we all do.
My body is a wonderland.
I plucked some ear hairs.
When?
Like a week ago. There's like five of them. Dark ones.
They're back.
Yeah.
I know.
They just keep coming back, dude. Ugh. What do? Burn them? I was looking on the internet.
Ear candle.
They got cats that'll come chew them off for like 7 cents or something on the dollar. I don't know.
7 cents on the dollar.
Yeah, you
got
to pay to get them sent here, the cats, and then you got to pay to have like send them back. But you can get them to come into your house and they'll chew the hair off you. And apparently, because the way they lick you, it won't grow back. So, I mean, you might want to look into that.
I don't.
Because if you're not ever going to grow a beard at all, you might just want to get
whatever this is,
just down to it.
Yeah. Does anyone have any tips for beer?
I don't have many friends.
You got plenty of friends, man. The Last Dragon.
Yeah, we were talking about Barry Gordy's Last Dragon yesterday, Timac. Yeah,
you
such
are
a good one.
The Last Dragon. I love
Eddie
the
Arcadia. I like that music video that she makes where she got the headlights that look like today's tap
song?
Lights.
What was that song?
Something about a taxi or something, I believe. She was a taxi here.
Eddie Arcadian.
Yeah.
That was great.
I still don't know what the fuck that thing was. What was in the water?
It was a giant fish turtle. A squirtle. A war turtle.
Makes all the fucking sense now. Full circle. Oh. You son of a bitch. War. Fuck.
Count me in, you son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch. Yeah. This fucking guy.
Oh, that's tremendous. We caught a turtle when we were kids and painted the Wu-Tang Clan logo on it and then let it go.
Damn. That's releasing the Wu-Tang love into the world. You know what I mean? I don't know that we would do that now, painting turtles, but I think like the thought, the meaning was innocent and beautiful.
We got it, Wu-Tang. That'd be the coolest turtle to find
right,
afterwards.
Dude.
Be like, what the fuck?
That's my wordle. Wu-Tang's for the children, and children love turtles. You know what I mean?
Wu-Tang loves children.
And kids can catch turtles, you know?
Yeah, when you throw them.
They're like the they're like the participation trophy of hunting.
They're nature's frisbee.
Yeah. They don't come back, though.
If a turtle could scream in the air, what do you think it would sound like?
Say, fuck you. That's for sure. Fuck to you.
Mr. Cloudsayer says, what up? He said, what up back?
I'm sure you heard him.
Okay,
good. I don't know how this works.
He's just quiet back there. Somebody said they could see Kyle's knuckles.
Is that true? Well, I think they just called him Knuckles. Like, that's a nickname almost. Like, hey, there's Knuckles.
That's kind of good.
Yo,
cool
what's
nickname.
Popping my knuckles? Yep. Yeah. Yeah, so now you know he's real, but send money if you want to see him after the gym.
There's a 1980s, was it 80s or 70s, Mr. Bill from Saturday Night Live.
Oh.
You remember, and they always had the
hand. It was
like
dying in weird ways, like getting all squishified and shit.
No, Mr. Bill.
Yeah. Claymation was creepy, wasn't it?
No.
Gumby and shit.
Pokey.
Is that like a dude you knew? I'm talking about the claymation part.
I did know a guy named Gumby. Well, not, he was, that was not his God's given name, but that was not God's given
name. Like his Christian name?
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, he passed away, but super smart dude. Super smart.
But the name like Gumby, you're going to be smart.
Well, you have to be. You either have to be smart.
You're pushing back.
Wealthy or incredibly attractive.
Yep. That, those are the options.
Yeah, you don't have any other options.
I mean, somebody told me I was cool once. I fought back. You know what I mean? Tooth and nail. I was like, fuck you. Labeling me cool.
Don't you tell
you
me I'm cool.
You piece of shit.
My mom thinks I'm cool.
My mom.
Your mom.
Your I'm mom.
Cool. My mom probably does think you're cool. Everybody thinks you're cool.
How is your mom? Great she's pie, doing, by the way. Your mom. Oh. Great pie.
Ah. I sure hope
two of them.
That was woohoo.
What are you talking about? I had the raspberry and the pecan.
Pecan, I believe that's pronounced. Cecile, if you're listening to him, please don't use him as an opportunity to learn English.
I taught her amazing English. All right,
And she walking around telling people, "I just ate a pecan pie."
No, but when she calls somebody a sweaty hobbit fucker with her little French accent, it's great. It's epic.
Sweaty hobbit fucker.
It's better than that. You ruined it.
But, hey, could you call us and tell us sweaty hobbit fucker, please?
Don't call. Just send it on Facebook Messenger and I'll play it for him.
Okay.
After, though, because my phone's way over there. Like, I can't reach.
After, though. We have 7 people watching.
That's a record.
Thanks. Thank you to all 7 of you. Next week, let's make it 8. Possibly 9.
I would like 6. That's a good number.
6 is a good number.
I like 6.
6 is a good number. If you were going to date a number, what number would it be?
I don't know. Maybe an O? No, an 8.
I know.
Yeah. Definitely an 8.
Oh, yeah. Got to have options.
It's fucked up.
It is fucked up. I'm so sorry about that, guys.
I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry. That's real.
Is it real?
Well, 7, that's boring. It's like banging an elbow. A 7.
I think a 7
is... You know what I mean?
You're getting banged. You're not banging anything. 7's banging you.
I don't... Wow. Your scale is way different than mine. What's a 9?
A 9 has the potential to bang you, but you bang.
So 9 is a lerpy reach around?
Yeah,
just... No. I don't like this. What about a 5?
5's confused.
I think 5 has you like kind of sandwiched under somebody uncomfortably. With nothing really happening but a little bit of friction.
I think a 5 is confused. They will go either way. Like, they'll be like, hey, you know.
Are you confused if you go either way, or are you just
my
free?
Turn.
Are you just like, whatever?
Yeah, I think
you're just free.
I think you're free.
Jesus Christ. It's nerve wracking.
Jesus Christ.
It's like playing cards with my brother in law's kids.
Jason Bourne.
It's Jason Bourne. That's the only good thing to come out of the internet.
Oh,
those
boy.
Damn Jason Bourne videos. Oh my God.
Oh my God, it's Jason.
Send us money.
Yeah, please. We should start a Patreon.
No, dude, we don't do anything.
Yeah, we do.
Where's the entertainment value?
We bring
dance.
Fun.
Do a dance. Do a dance. You have any card tricks? Do the British accent. You got to give them. You
got
to give them something.
I got nothing.
You got to give them something.
All right. Listen, anyone that's tuned in right now, I'll send you money.
There we go.
Great.
Thank you for watching him.
Fuck.
It does good. It helps his self-esteem. It gets him out of the house. And it gives us the opportunity to go in and clean his kennel.
Shit, a lot. A lot.
Oh, man. So, yeah.
Does your shit ever identify as man size?
Oh, my God. Sometimes it identifies as giant size. You ever had a shit and then you look at it afterwards and you're like, how did that come out of me? Like, did it expand like expanding foam once it dropped out of you? Because there's no way.
When you look at it spatially, you're trying to figure out.
It's not wrong.
That's not mine.
Yeah.
That's not mine. I don't know how that happened.
Like, who snuck in behind me and dropped 3 foot of tar?
You're looking at it going like, why was I not in more pain? Yeah. How did that work? Like, I don't get it.
I suppose in those times, you're just thankful. Thankful for a gracious passing.
There's where we make money. You're welcome. We bring you poop humor every week. Every other week.
Is that something people pay for?
I don't think they need to. Do we want that? Like poop people?
No. I'm saying poop humor people, not poop people. I don't need poop
people. I don't know.
People.
Sometimes shit ain't funny, though. How do you put a cap on crap? You know what I mean? You got a limit. There's got to be a cutoff. A tapered.
Put a cap on crap.
You got to taper it off somewhere.
I would like to tap crap.
Yeah. What? Tap crap?
Tap crap. Tap it. See what comes out of it.
Like mining?
I've been playing Minecraft. I just did a whoop transition there. What do you mean, like? Just,
I don't want to talk about it anymore. My dog's neighbor has lupus.
It's the greatest stuff. I love that kid for that. I put a battery in my car, and now my girlfriend won't kiss me. I don't know what's going on. Like, nothing ever matches up. You got to meet him on the last episode. He's a fantastic kid, actually. I do appreciate him. He's on vacation.
That's right.
Yeah. So, thinking of you, look, it's not a planned vacation. It's
I didn't say that. I never said that. I won't
I
say
said
that.
It. I
Eric
said it.
Said it. Eric alone. His values do not reflect that of the entire show.
That's just mean. Hey, do you know we got another guest coming up?
No. Yeah. Ugh.
Well, how do you feel about that guest?
I've got indigestion because of it.
It's going to be a hell of a show. 1919 root beer, ladies and gentlemen. If you're out there and you want a nice root beer, drink 1919 root beer. That should get us some money.
It's a good root beer. I will say that. It is fucking delicious.
It's one of my favorites of all time. So if there's any companies out there and you can see any of your products in the background, that means we sponsor you. We'll take money.
I don't think there's anything back there except for Masters of the Universe. All the rest of that shit's all handmade stuff.
What's in that box?
That one doesn't open.
Is it also Jeremy?
Oh, that one doesn't open. Mm. That one hasn't opened since 94.
What?
94, I think.
What was in it in 1994?
I don't know. It was given to me in 94.
Mm. You've never opened it?
Never opened it. It doesn't open.
Shaking it?
Yeah.
Is there anything?
It has contents. And I'm really? Content to not know what it is because I love a good mystery. I'm like that annoying dude that never opens his Christmas presents. I'm like the last one. And I love Christmas and I love presents, but I just don't.
You're the last one. You're the last one.
I don't want to open everything. I like surprises.
So you like hold off on opening your presents. Everyone else opens their presents.
No, they make me do it, but I would ordinarily just
of course
kinda...
they make you do. You would be that dick. Like everybody else is like, Jesus Christ, we want to go, and you're like, nope, wait, I'm holding all my presents.
No, I let them do their thing. I just kind of just peruse through, you know, like I'm not a Grinch anymore.
I am.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Christmas is just one of those times where it's like such a commercialized, over fucking.
You just got to bring it back. You just rein it in. And you push your kids down the stairs and you say, Santa Claus is real, you know?
No, you don't.
And you scream that at them. Actually, and then they believe. And then you get the spark back and your kids are like, the wonder and the joy. Well, I don't know if it's joy, but the wonder is there because then they're like, they're up again waiting for Santa Claus that, you know, they're worried. Is he going to push me down the stairs, come down the chimney? What's Santa Claus is real, you know?
And then here comes Maddie through the living room and his... Holy underwears.
It's underwears.
Yeah. Like, go back to sleep, kids. Santa dropped these off so I could put them under the tree.
Santa Claus is real, kids. He's real.
He is. He really is. Yeah.
Magic is real.
There's I kind of like the genre. I don't know if it's even a genre, but the movies that have come out recently where they depict Santa Claus as like evil or... defending himself. There was one that was Mel Gibson was in it. He was Santa Claus. And like
Mel Gibson is Santa Claus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Very saintly dude. Never said anything horrible about anyone.
No. You know, the thing about humans is they're all going to disappoint you at some point in time. So whatever.
So true.
I've disappointed myself on many occasions, but I, you know, at the end of the day, I'm still kicking it with me. Sometimes,
you know.
I got to hang out with myself every once in a while. So.
You got to love yourself.
You got to love yourself.
Mel Gibson, though, fuck you. Anyways.
Why?
I don't know. I just, why? After Lethal Weapon, I just didn't care. I just stopped caring. Did you care?
I think he deep dove into Lethal Weapon a little bit too hard. And that's where that whole persona thing.
I didn't even like him in Braveheart.
I'm actually kind of excited. I would like to see what we can do to get sued. You think we could get sued?
No, let's not. Eric, let's not. I don't have nice... I'm finally getting somewhere in my life. I don't want to lose everything again.
Curbs is on.
Curbs. So. What's up, Curbs? What's up, Curbs? Curbs, what's up, Curbs? Curbs, Curbs! You remember John Leguizamo's dick?
Really?
We don't want to talk. We're not going to talk about it right now.
That was just a weird night.
After.
Okay. Yeah. We'll reminisce at that point.
Well, I mean, you got his fucking autograph. You should at least be proud of that.
John Leguizamo's dick.
Just his Richard.
John Leguizamo's dick.
Well, it was a canary. His canary named Richard, but still his dick.
Leguizamo's dick would be a great band name.
We already got the best one, though.
Go ahead.
Busey and the Hot Rails, dude.
Busey and the Hot Rails. I like it.
Coined, patented, taken, stolen. Nabbed, grabbed, solidified, slabbed. Can't have it.
I like Four Finger Death Pinch.
Are we still talking about bands or?
Yeah.
Thursday morning.
Tuesday's gone.
Tuesday. Don't.
Huh?
It's, see what I'm saying? Don't bring it up.
I won't. Hey, is there anything you guys out there would like us to discuss on the cast today? We have topics, but if anyone's ever tuned in, you know that we don't stick to our topics very well. We just kind of bounce all over the board.
And we try not to delve on politics.
Yeah, politics.
We don't.
So, yeah.
World stuff.
It was a decision we made when we started this thing not to be the political guys.
Well, I'm an idiot. You and I don't want to sway anyone's decisions or views or values one way or another because I don't know shit. And that's fair and honest. Like, don't listen to me. Don't do as I do or as I fucking say.
You do
your
you
own thing. You know what I mean? Get off John Leguizamo's dick. That's all I got to say on it.
Get on John Leguizamo's dick. That's all I'm going to say about it. La Bamba. That was what he calls his dick.
It's La Bamba?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like
La Bamba.
Cuttlefish of Cthulhu.
Cuttlefish of Cthulhu.
Fuck. What do I know?
The quacky tack from Kazakhstan.
We're on like 75 minutes.
You're shitting me.
That's fast already. It just goes.
Hour
and 15 just popped off. Just all like right. Your wig. Just pop.
My Merkin.
Merkin.
Remember, if you're going to buy American, buy Merkin.
Buy Merkin. It ain't working unless it's Merkin.
Well, let's take a moment. We're going to say goodbye to all of our folks here.
I think let's give a moment of gratitude. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening and for
being. Wait.
Did somebody say you're fat?
You sing diet. No one said I. See, this is where I get.
Did somebody say he's fat?
No. They want to hear you sing Die Antwoord.
That's not happening.
Why not? They say you do it well.
I don't. Who says that?
Cecile.
It's in Afrikaans. Like, who speaks Afrikaans? Failed kaboostik. Gangsta. Zefture data gangsta number earcon. Like, nobody does that shit.
You just did it, motherfucker.
No.
And I'm enjoying it.
Do you even know who she's talking about?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, they're fun.
They were in the movie with the robot. And she likes to show her naked body all the time when she's on stage.
She's not always naked.
No, but she. Yeah.
She's got a shark mullet.
She's really cute.
Shark mullet. Nobody can hear you right now.
Shullet.
Nobody can hear you.
Nobody can hear
you. Because your mic is a mile from your face.
Oh, my dad, my dog.
Could you hear you?
Yeah, I could hear me.
Oh.
Could you hear me?
No.
Do you hear me? You're in the room. Of course he heard me.
Who heard you?
Everybody.
Merkin. Merkin!
The pubic wig.
I don't think... Is that back? Are we bringing it back? Do people do that now? Because I don't think like public louse is really an issue like it used to be. Eric.
He's public louse.
He's miles away.
No, I'm not. I'm right here. I'm present.
It's public louse.
Public louse.
Is it still an issue? Are people bringing back the Merkin?
I don't think.
Like, why do we have cutout ones?
I think that we went a whole different.
You know what I mean?
I found him a cutout Merkin.
It's a cardboard cutout Merkin. Like, if that's not, like, you just nab it off the shelf, like, a postcard.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. What I can tell you is I think that they did a whole 180-degree turn. They went from wanting hair.
Oh, and now hair's not.
It's not.
As like, prevalent.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hair's optional.
Yeah, I don't. It is optional.
You know? That's good. It's good to know.
Yeah. You know.
What's your stance? What's your stance, Merkin or cap or no cap?
You do whatever you want, but keep it trimmed. Like, you know, don't look like a 1970s. You know, just trim it a little bit. You don't need to have like a look like you got a troll doll in a leg lock. That's not good.
No.
You know, or Don King in a leg lock.
Fun look. Yeah, fond look. Memories.
Oh yeah.
Fond memories. Fun look.
Yeah. I
love Don King.
Yeah, I just, you know, sex is not fun when you got to go like
What language was that?
That's
Is that your interpretation of French again?
No,
okay.
That's mean.
I'm just saying. We don't know with you.
No, I'm not doing the...
You're so linguistically versified that we don't know what you're talking on.
Linguistically versified?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called.
We're going... My mom died when we couldn't remember her blood type. As she died, she kept telling us to be positive. But it's really hard without her.
Oh.
I get it.
That's fun.
I get it.
You know they charged me for air at the gas station the other day when I wanted to fill up my tires?
Oh, fuck. Why?
Inflation. Oh.
I heard a funny one yesterday.
What?
How many wrinkles are there in a cunt?
How many?
Smile so I can count them.
Who told you that one?
The interweb.
That's awesome.
It's the only thing it's good for. And I'm going to go to hell for saying the C word. I'm in trouble for that one. Sorry.
I got two dogs yesterday. I named them Rolex and Swatch.
Because they're watchdogs?
They're my watchdogs. the good. All right, dad,
let's say good night.
All right, good night. Let's
good night, everyone.
Everyone individually a shout out. Hold on.
I hope you have a safe and fun weekend. I hope you do something like amazing for yourself and do something amazing for somebody else. Like if you wind up kicking yourself in your metaphorical dick, punch somebody else in their spirit balls. You know, keep it balanced out there.
That it
cock punch for cock punch. Sorry, what? Is that not good?
Don't run around punching people in dicks.
I said or non-existent dick
dicks.
And metaphorical.
Metaphorical dicks. Don't punch them. No, go ahead.
It's not real. Like, yeah. You know, it'd be like, right, just then. Walk up to somebody and be like, yo, dude, if you had a dick, I'd kick you right in it. Bro,
here's what we're, okay, so Crown of Life Recovery.
Shout out to Recovery, by the way. Shout out to Recovery.
Cecile. Little Lissa.
Yeah.
Okay, shout out.
Over in Cornwall, represent.
Drazic.
Draz. Stoner Boner? Sorry. Stoner Boner.
Cloud Slayer. He's a good kid. As always, thank you.
Oh, Drazik's probably fucking laughing his ass off about your British exploits, too, because he's from over there.
Oh.
And Liz is from Cornwall. They're probably just laughing. You are.
Is it fun. Cornwall or Cornwell?
Cornwall.
What's it named after?
It's not named after anything. No, it was there before everything else. It was Cornwall originally.
You can't just have a place.
It was there before England.
When you get there. So you walk up and
England broke off from Cornwall. Cornwall was there first, and then the rest of the United Kingdom just kind of scattered around it.
Is he telling the truth?
Yeah, dude. It's the pinnacle.
All right, fine. I'll listen to you on that one. I just don't believe this. You can't just walk into piece of property and be like, Spain. This was Spain before everything else.
No, they didn't have to because it already had a name. They didn't have to walk in there. They just were there.
All right, I'm done. Night all.
Yeah,
thank you so much
fuckers.
For tuning in.
Woo!
In a couple of weeks. Until then, we'll see ya.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.